Okay, let's start this Board of Trustees meeting. Today is April 1st and no April Fools.
No jokes today.
Roll call. Here we have me, Joe Pereira, Ryan Lessing, Janae Dirsch, Jamie White, Audrey Pierce, Lauren Colby, and Ben Anderson's on Zoom. And no Todd, so no public. So public comments. Has everyone had an opportunity to look at the minutes from March 4th?
Yep, motion to approve.
Have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Unanimous? Five votes.
Oh, I like this
see what
way
you
you're
got.
doing
I am
meeting minutes.
Oh, yeah. That works. If not, we'll see.
Yep.
That's good.
Okay. Financial report.
Very good.
All right. So this is new as well. So basically, we switched from for a lot of years we were going with QuickBooks offline, and we have now switched to QuickBooks online. And so we're learning how to get the reports and everything like that, and to make it all work and stuff. Everything is there. It's just we're it, give us a little grace on some learning curve, like with this learning curve stuff. As Janae said, our paychecks are in the check stack for this time. This will be the only time it's done because we've got that figured out as well. We should have that straightened out, and then the reports will have. I mean, like I said, everything's here, but it'll have everything next month, like we've had it. So, and it, next month we'll reconcile everything with the quarter and stuff, and you'll see everything balanced. So. Does that make sense?
Are you liking the online?
Yeah, it's just like it's weird because it's so different. Like you would think they're the same company, but they're not.
No, I
So
set up the 2012. I don't want to change.
so, I know it's there's a lot of advantages to it though that are I think are gonna be really good for us too. So, but just learning. So.
Okay, so on the general ledger here, the one that was in your packet has everything on it. And I guess I'll go that way. Like I said, it's a little bit different, and it's going to take some getting used to for me and stuff. Like we'll get there. Anyways, couple things to bring up. This is going to show you like the sale of the Segway scooter, like halfway down the page for $830. That's what like there were two of those. Down further, there's a couple of Amazon transactions. So one thing that this does is it shows you more detail on how things like what we're doing and things. So that part of it is, I really like. So we bought some like a transfer meter and a transfer hose from Amazon for our pesticide shed, and that came from Amazon and is on the purchase card. You'll also notice one EFT from Haney and Company for 8310. That is our audit slash agreed upon procedures. And then a couple below that, it says new district clerk laptop. And that's one thing that this doesn't do is show everything on there. Like there, that's $5,000 to Janae. The laptop did not cost $5,000 because that $5,000 includes Janae's hotel in Portland and a couple other things like that.
It's everyone's hotel in Portland except for
And
yours.
yes, thank
Can
yeah,
you
everyone's.
can split it, but it won't print the
It
split.
just it's too big to print the split, so
Yeah.
we're that's what we're working to figure out so you guys can really see
Yeah.
everything just without printing you 40 pages.
Yeah.
That's kind of what we're trying to figure out. So
Yes. So those are the main things. Everything else for like you can see a couple of I guess up at the top there, you can see one to the Lieutenant Governor's office for entity registration. Every year, districts have to register with the Lieutenant Governor's office, and that costs $25. And so that is done. And then other than that, most everything else is the same. Like if you look at, Janae just created this one. Because we were looking this afternoon, we were kind of rushing to see if we could find one that worked. And just to explain this a little bit, there's like orange goes with orange, blue goes with blue. Most of this is the disbursements. But down in the middle, that orange to the transfer is from our PTIF account at the Treasury into Mountain America. That's what that is. And so is
the orange one is from the money market.
The orange one is the money market because, yeah. And then that was transferred from the money market into the checking. And then the public treasury is the green one, a little bit further down for 18.5. That's the public treasury being transferred in. The three in the middle there, when we switched over to the QuickBooks Online, they wanted to make sure that all our stuff was working as far as our with the bank account and that
Deposits.
deposits. And so they deposited money in and then they took it back, like just 18 cents and 14 cents, and then they took 32 cents back.
Yeah, which is one of the highlights of this.
That's actually really good.
Yes.
Yep. So one other thing, like, so what happened with the money market thing is we didn't have enough money in the account briefly, and so they just grabbed the money market money and put it in there to cover us. We will transfer that back in next week. So normally we have 20,000, roughly 17-ish thousand dollars in the money market, and that will be back up there next week. So, any questions?
Any comments?
So.
Motion to approve the budget comparison and QuickBooks Online as presented.
And
I'll
motion.
make them. I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Unanimous, all five. Okay. So here's manager's field report.
All right. As you all know, March has been way too warm. Mosquitoes are out. The problem is with the problem is it's we can do some. We can't do any fogging because it's too cold at night. I have been out to inspect. The good news is the water's still cold, which means like there's mosquitoes in them, but they're really small. Most of those mosquitoes that you'll see are ones that have been in dive bags, which means they've been hibernating through the winter. It's going to be an early year. The good news is I've got an employee starting on the 13th. I'm like once this rain clears out, then like next week I'll be out quite a bit, getting some stuff done. But like I said, on April 13th, Logan will be starting, and then on the 27th, we've got this our second one starting, and we'll go from there.
Of April
Of
or
April, 13th of
that is
April,
early, yeah.
yeah. So, yep. So early March was the end of the legislative session. We'll talk about a couple of the bills here in a minute. So Utah Associated Special Districts was following 189 bills. We don't follow, like, I don't, like, Mosquito District don't follow all the bills that UASD does because some bills will affect all districts, some bills will affect just water districts, some bills will affect just mosquito districts and that kind of thing. So they follow all of them, and I follow the ones that will affect mosquito stuff. So, in the middle of March, mostly been around here getting things dewinterized. Our GPS truck monitor is back online. I like to run those for 6 months from April to September. They don't need to be on there in the winter. We don't have our phones up running yet because there's no point to have those going until we have people to use them. But yeah, and then I don't know if you noticed the yard today. It looks a little better than it has. Our landscapers came and cleaned it up really nicely. It looks really good out there. He was here today actually, and he's looking around and say there's a few things that still need done. The lawn has all sorts of dandelions in it and everything, and they'll get that taken care of. But I'm grateful to them for being that so I can do other things. So, and then we finished our agreed upon procedures. Like I had said that last month, but things would like there were some certain parts that the state auditor needed to let to put on their site so that we could upload some of the stuff. So now we're done. We're just waiting for approval on all of our documents and everything, and we should have that soon. And then we'll talk about this in a minute too, but we attended AMCA last week, and it was a good meeting. So that's it. Pretty, you know.
Hey, AMCA important.
I will just continue with my, like at the end of my report there, I talk like there was a talk about a fish program and an insectary, and I have thought about doing this in the past and I've shied away from it as far as a fish program. I would like to look into it again to see what cost would be. It's just when you're taking care of fish, you have, like there's a lot of work that goes into it and that kind of thing. So I want to look into it before we actually do that. And then the same thing with an insectary. So we do resistance bioassays. It's been a couple years since we've done one, but basically what you do is you take in-house mosquitoes and you take wild-caught mosquitoes, and then you test them against the pesticides that you're using to make sure that you don't have resistance to the chemicals. And like I said, we've done it. There was actually a talk at AMCA about resistant to spinosad in Utah, and he didn't have. Like I talked to him after, he didn't have our information up there because he came and got our mosquitoes, and they were showing that they were not resistant. Like they were dying pretty well. But the problem was is when he caught those mosquitoes, he also caught dragonfly larvae, and dragonfly larvae eat mosquitoes. And so a lot of our mosquitoes were eaten up before he could really test them.
There was a, one of the speakers talked about they made they used a shipping container, and they have directions if you want to make your own.
Yeah. So also the CDC will like we've got a kit in the other room that has everything that we need to do one.
Because I think it was like $35,000, and they were like, we built our own and we did the whole. And they thought
Oh,
that
the
was,
insectaries. Yeah.
yeah,
Yeah.
he said that was a really cost efficient way to have it all contained in that area.
Yeah. And we've got room downstairs that we can probably do that.
Lots.
Yes. So yeah, there's that thought is out there, and I'd like to look into all of that stuff. Now that takes some money, and we got to make sure we have room in the budget for all of this stuff and all that kind of thing. But
That was like the common thread throughout
that is
all the
the common,
talks.
yes, it is.
It was cost of things.
We have to see how our gas budget does this year before we
Yes.
can add anything
This
new.
is true.
Well,
But
I
yeah.
think it's a great idea, and the basement's perfect.
Maybe not the fish. I can't imagagine the smell would.
Well, I wouldn't.
They're little bitty things.
Okay. I'm thinking like,
Yeah,
yeah.
they are small, but
Yeah, not the huge
I would
things.
not put the fish in the basement. Like this garage is right out here. I've thought of that before. There's room in there that we could put a couple of tanks there and it would work. So, yeah, we'll look into it. Okay.
Any questions on the AMCA port? Nope. Okay. Did you like your trustees trip?
It was nice. The thing that got me is I didn't find anybody until the last. I was walking
I had
around.
the same,
Where
I said the
is
same thing.
everyone?
Well, we kept thinking.
I
Are you
never did
here?
say, oh, Max saw you one night, and but I wasn't there. I saw you twice. You was. I never saw you. I never saw you.
I think I passed you in the hallway
Yeah.
once.
I thought I saw you, but it
Yeah, I was like, where is
And
everybody?
all the ones that I selected, those were the ones with the speaker was missing. I'd sit there for a while and I'd look up and everybody's leaving.
There
There
were
was
you gotta
others
put a
missing.
speaker and
Speaker
put
would be
the headphones
recorded,
in.
and they do a recording with the speaker, like on a recording
Oh
with
my
the
gosh.
slideshow, but no speaker.
That's
But it's like three
hilarious.
of those, and I was like, wait a minute, I only
Every
got like
one and
seven of
two, they
these.
all had speakers. I was like, yeah. As a matter of fact, I took a picture of their information because I had a question, and they only could do one question at period. And so I wasn't able to ask mine, so I took a picture real quick before they took it down. And I still need to email them and ask them
Also, like if for those if you
about
guys
that.
downloaded the app,
Yeah,
like
I
you
wonder
can
if on
download,
out.
yeah, and you can download those slides. Make sure that you
Yeah.
email the slides to yourself because it's going to go away here in a couple of
Right,
days.
you have to
Okay,
know which
so
class you were in and then find the time slot. So it might be easier to use your picture as reference, but sometimes I'll screenshot what I'm looking for so I and then I can go back to it. But because you have to go into the right time slot and the
all
right
right.
class.
Okay.
Legislative session.
Okay, so I've given you all this. This is my summary. That this is the end summary. That at the beginning of this, it's always bigger, and then I scale it down as the session goes on. These are the bills. And some of these didn't pass as well. It's just on my last. Anyways, there's only a couple bills that I want to bring to your attention. The first one is HB 236. And this only affects districts who are raising taxes. So what HB 236 will do to a district is if you're raising taxes, you need two preliminary budgets. You need one that shows what you'll be doing with the tax increase, and then one that shows what you will like what you would do if you don't have the taxes. So if you're not raising taxes, you don't need to do them two. You just need to have one, but that's what that one does. The other one is on the next page there, and that's HB 309. Basically, they changed Juneteenth to treat it like the 4th of July or Christmas. If it falls on the weekend, you celebrate it on Friday, if it's a Saturday, and then Monday if it's on a Sunday. There are like these other ones in here, like 319 wet signatures for notaries are like it's basically starting the process for being able to notarize things electronically rather than like wet signatures and stuff.
We don't very much money a lot around here.
No, like they no, like it's, we have done it before. But I can't remember why.
Yeah.
So, yeah. HB 212 was an interesting one. It's basically a process for cities in the South Salt Lake area to get out of Salt Lake County and create their own county. It's the process for that.
There's other cities around Utah trying to
Oh,
do
yeah.
that, yeah.
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 And it passed, but at the same time, and all it is the process for how those cities would do it. And it passed, but it didn't because they ran out of time at the end.
Right.
Like it passed, but it passed when time had expired. So that was
Yeah, that's right.
interesting.
Well, it needs to be tweaked, in my opinion. It's a ridiculous, it needs to be redone. But anyway,
Yeah.
whatever.
HB 535, like if you have real estate that we would want to sell, this is the only real estate that the district owns. It makes it a little more difficult to do it. It's just red tape, like a 45-day notice. You can't just put it up for sale, that kind of thing. Yeah. There wasn't like at the beginning of the session, there was a lot of things that were worrisome. Like there was one bill that was going to have us like our capital projects fund, they were gonna make it so that we couldn't save money in there. We had like if you didn't spend the money you got, you had to give it back. And that kind of thing where that what we do now is we have like we don't spend all of our money, and if we don't, then we save it in case we need cap like something like the fence that we built a few years ago. Like I
The
consider that
renovation of the
a
building.
renovation of the building. I
And
would
then
prefer that.
the years that we don't buy vehicles, if we're saving.
Yeah.
And we say, yeah.
I prefer that way to bonding personally. Bonding is not a bad thing to do, but at the same time, I prefer
I
to
think
be
you're
able to
more
black.
fiscally responsible if you're saving the money. You're not,
Yes.
you're not just spending it because you have to.
Yes. Anyway, any questions on any of those? You can browse through that if, as you will. And there was over 1,000 bills that were run through the session.
Anyway,
Anyway.
okay. Those updates are done. Unless anybody has any comments or questions, agenda items for next board meeting.
Cybersecurity
Yeah. Yeah. We like our cybersecurity policy, we need to update that. So we will have that on the agenda next month. Just yeah. Computer equipment and that kind of thing needs updated. It's
about all of the phones and all of our stuff like that's all okay.
think so.
Okay.
I mean, that'll be part of the cybersecurity stuff, but yeah.
Sometimes it's overlooked our GPS stuff.
Yeah, I think as far as anything we need to purchase, no, we'll be good for a while on that.
Okay. So no agenda items for next morning. Any trustee comments? Nope. Okay, one more.
Motion to adjourn.
You have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Yes.
Okay, let's get off
Thanks,
the
Ben.